Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you. How was church yesterday? My, we had a wonderful service here at Bible Baptist Church. What a wonderful day. A good start to the month of June and decisions made for Christ. The baptismal waters were stirred once again, and just a tremendous, tremendous Lord's Day. And we're off and running here in the month of June, and we have several leaving this Friday for our missions trip down to Mexico, and with Bearing Precious Seed, and I know they're excited about that, and we'll be praying for that endeavor. And we're looking forward to what God will do with those folks on the missions trip. Now, if your Bible's nearby, I'd like you to get Hebrews chapter 3. I want to share something with you today. Hebrews 3, and look with me at verse number 12, where the Bible says, "Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin." I wonder sometimes, does anybody do anything wrong anymore? I mean, is anyone a sinner anymore? Is anything black and white anymore? Everything seems to be gray. The alcoholic is only sick. The drug addict is only diseased. The homosexual only an alternative lifestyle. The disobedient child is just hyperactive. In other words, nobody does anything wrong anymore. But listen, we'll never do right until we understand we turn from wrong. And we'll not turn from wrong until we know that doing wrong is sin. In other words, we're never going to appreciate righteousness and holiness if we don't understand sin. Until we have preachers that once again will stand up and preach the Word of God and take make sure we understand and we paint sin as it really is. Now it's black and it's filthy and it's wicked and it's wrong, and we holler and we'll spit and we'll scream and say, "I hate sin." We need to fight the devil. And I hate iniquity. And I hate sin. And I hate sin, what it does. And listen, the Bible says the problem with this is sin is deceitful. And sin is deceitful, first of all, in what it promises. Oh, remember the serpent? What he promised to Eve? Oh, you'll be like God. Oh, you'll know good and evil. No, he was lying. He was deceiving. No, Eve, what you'll lose is fellowship. What you'll lose is your sinlessness. What you'll lose is the Garden of Eden. What you'll lose is your joy. Your son will become a murderer. Oh, my friend, deceitful. Sin offers light, but it only brings darkness. Sin offers truth, but it only brings error. Sin offers smiles, but it only brings frowns. Sin offers companionship, but it only brings loneliness. Sin offers a thrill, but it only brings you grief. Sin offers a desire, but it only brings you a disease. Sin offers pleasure, but it only brings you pain. Sin offers health, but it only brings you sickness. Sin offers wealth, but only brings you poverty. Sin offers freedom, but only brings you slavery. Sin offers life, but it only brings death. Don't believe the advertising. Don't believe the promotions. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Mickey Mantle on his deathbed, having drank and smoked all of his life, said, "Please don't be like me. Please don't be like me." Oh, my friend, the devil never delivers what he says he will. The devil never delivers what he says he will. Sin is deceitful in what it promises, but sin is also deceitful in its appearance. Oh, if you want to see sin as it really is, don't look at the television set. Don't look at the country club. Don't look in the movie theater. Don't look at the rock concert. Don't look at the videos and the DVDs and the online streaming movies. No, go down to the rescue mission. No, go down to the state prison. Go to the mental hospital. Go to Skid Row. Oh, my friend, go look at David and as he looked at Bathsheba and lusted after her and then committed adultery with her and then murdered her husband, David. I also see him, Absalom's rebellion and a broken father who would cry out at Absalom's death, "Oh, Absalom, my son! Oh, Absalom, my son! My son!" He didn't see that that one night of enjoyment would end up with the grave of a little baby. Oh, my friend, don't you look at that happy couple when they say it's Miller time. No, I look beyond that, and I see a drunk driver behind bars. I see someone who killed somebody because of Miller time. Lot was deceived by the appearance of Sodom, and he lost his family. Samson was deceived by the appearance of Delilah and ended up blind, grinding at the mill. The prodigal son was deceived by the appearance of the inheritance and the appearance that he didn't need any rules or regulations to live by, and he never saw the pig pen and the pigs and the pig slop. You see, the devil says it's fine to go ahead and have sexual relations for your marriage, but that's a lie. The devil says it's fine to smoke a joint, but that's a lie. Devil says it's fine to watch that R-rated movie. No, it's not. It's a lie. It's fine to look at pornography. No, it's a lie. It's fine to dress immodestly. No, it's a lie. It's the devil's a liar. Sin is deceitful in its appearance. Oh my, I'm trying to stand up to you today with the Word of God and tell you from the Bible that the devil is a liar. I'm unmasking him today. He's a liar. Don't listen to him. He shows you the entrance, but I've seen the exit. He shows you the living room, but I've seen the closet. He shows you today, but I've seen tomorrow. He shows you the noontime, but I know the midnight. I can't hate sin enough. You can't hate sin enough. Clean your home up. Get rid of the filth. Get rid of the movie channel. Get rid of the streaming service and the filthy movies you're watching. Get rid of the rock music. Get rid of the rap music. Oh, we need an old-fashioned revival of hating sin. Hating sin in its promises. Hating sin in its appearance. Why? They're deceitful. He's lying. And then thirdly, sin is deceitful in what it offers for a cure. You see, sin gets us into trouble. And then we accept its offer for a cure. You see, sin just says, no, you just need a new leaf. Sin says, no, you need to join the church. Sin says, no, you need to confess your sins to a priest. Our sin says, you just need to get baptized or sprinkled. Our sin says, no, you need a better education. But education, my friend, is not the answer. You know, Solomon, the wisest man that ever lived, because God gave him wisdom. But Solomon wrote the book of Ecclesiastes. In Ecclesiastes 1 and verse 12, he says, I, the preacher, was king over Israel and Jerusalem, and I gave my heart to seek and search out by wisdom concerning all things that are done under heaven. This sore travail hath God given to the sons of men to be exercised therewith. I have seen all the works that are done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and vexation of spirit. Education wasn't the answer. Education didn't bring any satisfaction. If education was the answer, if education would bring the satisfaction, then the most peaceful, calm, serene place on earth would be a college campus. But we know that's not the case. Solomon studies everything. And it turns out he ended up being a pessimist. Verse 15 of Ecclesiastes 1 says, the wrong can never be made right. No, my friend, education isn't the answer. But neither is success. Say, I'll just work harder. No, you go to chapter 2 of Ecclesiastes, and he worked hard. And he got everything that he would want. He said, I made me great works. I builded me houses. I planted me vineyards. I made me gardens and orchards. I planted trees, and in them all kinds of fruits. I made me pools of water to water wherewith the wood that bringeth forth trees. I got me servants and maidens and servants born in my house. I had great possessions of great and small cattle above all that were in Jerusalem before me. I gathered me also silver and gold and the peculiar treasure of the kings of the provinces. I got me men singers and women singers and the delights of the sons of men. So I was great and increased more than all that were before me in Jerusalem. He said, I had it all. In fact, the Queen of Sheba came and saw Solomon and said, the half has never been told me. But Solomon said, achievements won't satisfy you. Success won't satisfy you. Education, success, money. Solomon had it all, and he said, I'm empty. It's vanity. the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, all that the world has to offer, will not satisfy the longing of your soul. It will not cure sin. There's only one cure for sin, and that's by receiving the only one who has power over sin, and that's Jesus Christ. He's the only one who was sinless, but he took our sin and he nailed it to the cross. You see, it was our sin that put him on the cross. It was our sin that caused the crown of thorns to go on his head. It was our sin that caused the soldiers to spit in his face. It was our sin that brought the whip down across his back 39 times. It was our sin that put the spear in his side. The only cure we have for sin is Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, my friend, the deceitfulness of sin and the deceitful in the appearance of sin, and the only cure for sin is Jesus Christ. That's the cure. Let me ask you a question. What sin do you need to give up? What sin do you need to turn from? Is it the wrong movies? Is it the wrong kind of music? Is it liquor? Is it immodest dress? Is it cigarettes? Is it liquor? Yeah, maybe you need to put some cigarettes on the altar today. Maybe you need to pour some liquor down the drain today. Maybe you need to present your tongue to God and say, God, I'm tired of talking about people and gossiping. God, listen, God hates sin. That's what the Bible means when it says God is light and in him is no darkness at all. Sin, dark, wicked, black, ugly, sin. God hates it, and yet it's deceitful. That's why we have to be careful. Hebrews tells us, beware lest you be deceived by the deceitfulness of sin. My friend, it's deceitful in what it promises. It's deceitful in its appearance. It's deceitful in what it offers for a cure, because it's not a cure. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Don't be deceived by the deceitfulness of sin. Call sin what it is and get forgiveness from the Lord Jesus. Well, I hope you'll do that today, and you'll not be deceived by that deceitfulness of sin. And it'll be a great, great day if you will. All right. Well, have a wonderful Monday. Again, thank you for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. And again, you can pick up the programs as a podcast on iTunes and iHeartRadio. We'd love to have you tune in that way and subscribe to the podcast. Or you can go to our website, bbcgrovecity.org, and the broadcasts get posted there as well. We have a daily email that goes out with just scripture and a song every morning, and that's called Daily Encouragement, and you can sign up for that on our website as well. And Lord willing, tomorrow we'll talk a little bit about trusting God. Trusting God from Proverbs chapter 3, and I trust that will be a blessing to you when we gather together for our broadcast tomorrow. All right. Thank you again so much for listening, and some of you for supporting Words to Encourage Radio. Have a wonderful Monday. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service, and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.